The incumbent Summit County Treasurer, Corey Forsling, is a Democrat from Park City who was first elected in 2010. At the County Democratic Convention, she talked about some of the changes in her office.
You can get your tax notice emailed now, not just printed. And I'm proud of this. In 2012, we started using existing technology. In 2013, we really pushed it. And we had such success last year that I brought this idea to the State Association of County Treasurers, Utah Association of County Treasurers. They embraced it completely. We ran a bill, SB 244, in the legislature that passed. And now all Utah taxpayers have the option to have to choose how they're going to have their tax bill delivered. This is glamorous stuff, isn't it? I know. You can have it emailed, you can have it printed, or both. It's entirely up to you. So I'm proud of that, that we were able to accomplish that, and I'm looking forward to what's going to happen over the next years as we move more toward electronic formats. And I'm proud that it happened in my treasurer's office starting in our county.
The challenger, Amy Yost, is from Camas. She talked to us at last week's GOP convention.
I'm a lifetime resident of Summit County, born and raised here, and currently live in Camas Valley. And I've always served in the community in one capacity or another. And I just really feel like we just need some checks and balances in the county, in the treasurer's office. I mean, it's hard-earned money that people pay for their property taxes. And we just need to make sure that it's spent wisely and it's used wisely and that we take care of it. And I just feel like with my experience and background, I have the credentials to be able to do that.
The Republican candidate for county treasurer, Amy Yost. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.